Let's talk cards. The National is this month, just a few weeks away. What are people doing to get ready for that? And how will it impact the overall market? As well as who are we buying right now? All that on today's edition of Let's Talk Cards. I'm Zach Blackerby. He is Elijah Reed. You can follow us on Instagram and TikTok and everywhere, auburn.cards. And of course, you can follow the show at Let's Talk Cards Pod. So we've got two shows before the National. I think a lot of folks are, you know, super interested in the National, which is Nashville's biggest show, or a big show in Nashville that's this week. You're going to be set up for all 3 days. I'm curious of what the approach is going to be for folks gearing up for the National. I think there's going to be two. I think some people are going to try to be as liquid as possible, whether you're going to the National in Chicago or not. And I think other folks who definitely are going to the National, or if they have ways to move things online, are going to gear up and be as, you know, heavy into cards as they possibly can. And I'm curious to your thoughts on like what that right balance should be.
Yeah. Like you said, Nashville is a big show. We're setting up for that. It's going to be our first time setting up there. It's probably going to be our biggest show ever that I've set up for. 960 tables in Nashville, Tennessee. It's going to be massive. It's like three huge rooms. But I'm also interested to see what people are doing, what the trend is going into the Nationals. We're less than a month away. And I think I sent you the link yesterday, like VIP tickets have sold out. The highest VIP setting has sold out. So I think people are excited, dude. And I think when people get there, like I said, it's our first time going. So this is all speculation, but I think people are going to try to get as the highest percentage possible for their cards, which is kind of like the goal. Like, and I feel like for us, usually people are okay with selling for 80, 85%, 90% on more liquid stuff. I think people are going to be looking for like 95, 98% on the more liquid things. And I think the players will be there to pay that. So,
yeah, I mean, all of the repackers or big streamers on whatnot, you know, however, you know, the top folks, the top people in this industry, they're able to move cards in different ways. So I agree with you. I mean, even at Fanatics Fest, I've watched a lot of content of people that were at Fanatics Fest, and there were a bunch of booths that were regularly buying at 90%, especially case hits and liquid stuff, which we have a lot of that right now. And I'm curious to see how people react in response to, anticipate that over these next 2 weeks. Like, do you have, you know, somebody come up and try to buy you out early in Nashville, or are they kind of waiting to just do all of that in 2 weeks and 3 weeks at the National? So I think that's going to be interesting to see.
Yeah.
I'm assuming it's going to be primarily football across the board leading up to the National and then at the National. But what else are you looking at right now? Or are you pretty much saying, yeah, I'm going to prioritize football over everything else this time of year?
Dude, football is just so hot right now. It's literally on fire. It's sizzling.
You post it somewhere, somebody's buying it.
Yeah, I posted that card this morning. I think it was the Saquon Barkley stained glass. I was like, incoming, you know, and I got people, how much for sale? Is it for sale?
Yeah, you don't even have it in hand yet.
Yeah, it's not even in hand, and people are wanting these cards, dude. So football is so easy to move right now, so liquid. It's tough to buy. If I can buy, I'm buying. But I love basketball cards, so I'm always looking at basketball cards, but I'm more particular this time of year. I'm only buying, like, in guys that I have super high conviction in, Cade Cunningham, Amen Thompson, Asor Thompson.
Did you buy the Asor Thompson color blast that you were going back and forth on?
I didn't. Dude, I offered 95. Listen, I can't even buy cards at 95% anymore. I offered 95% of last sale on this card. Dude said no. He was dead set at like me paying 110%. I can't do it.
Yeah, and I mean, he'll probably get it, right? I mean,
he'll probably get it. That's the thing.
High-end case hits, color blasts, downtowns, kabooms, which I think color blasts, that might be my favorite case hit, just as far as like how it looks.
For me, it's like Kaboom 1A, Color Blast 1B. They're both so beautiful.
Yeah, I feel like you see more Kabooms than Color Blasts, but that could just be, you know, because you buy all the kabooms that are available to you. And that might be just why I think that.
But for NBA, like the Spectra kabooms are just so much like harder to find. They're really short print.
Yeah. Yeah. And then, I mean, even like the new Phoenix, the Phoenix Color Blast for football. One, I think they look better. And two, like they seem to be moving at a little bit higher of a price. So we'll see. We'll see how much of those come up to, you know, our tables over the next two weekends and how much of that we're able to go into the National with. I want to go into the National and like, I'm pretty liquid right now. And I've got some cards that I know, like I've got a lot of Jaydens. So like I've got stuff I want to move. I got a nice autographed, you know, Drake May, you know, numbered.
Oh, and, yeah, that's hot.
Yeah. Micro Mosaic Lamar that just got a 10. So, like, I mean, I've got stuff that, you know, people want, pretty liquid stuff. It's like, do you move that before the National? Do you hold it? Like, this is kind of like, since it's our first time doing this, those are kind of some of the questions that I've had. And we've talked to people who have been in the hobby at this level for, you know, longer, and they say to go into it card heavy this year. Yeah. So it's like, then do you not sell that stuff the next two weekends? It's kind of this interesting balance of like, what's the best way to optimize all of this?
Yeah. And I also think the hobby is just like in a very interesting space right now, dude. We're seeing some astronomical sales. That $500,000 Jaden Daniels sale.
Yeah.
Caitlin Clark's market is just going through the roof with this rookie royalty product that's out. I saw a post saying it's similar to what happened in 2020, but instead of base and silver rookies, it's higher end cards, more desirable cards, goats that are like, you know, high, like the market is just hot right now. The hobby's hot. It's alive. And it's just trying to maneuver your way through it and get, you know, get some deals done.
Yeah. All right. So who specifically are you trying to buy right now? I've been all in on, you know, Garrett Nussmeier and Cade Klubnik. There are some recent Nussmeier comps that make me a little concerned. Some cards that have gone way lower than I think they should have. So curious to see what happens with that. Did somebody just get a good deal, or does that actually impact his market until the season starts? So that's one that I'm looking at. I just bought a pretty big Ryan Williams that, you know, I plan to, I mean, he stays at our table with us being based in Alabama. Ryan Williams cards stay at our table for about 5 minutes before they get scooped up. But who are you looking at right now?
The biggest name I'm buying right now is probably Joe Burrow. He had a great season last year. People were just high on him. I think he's really high on the MVP rankings, you know, if possible.
Yeah. Right.
So, yeah, I'm high on Joe Burrow. You know, I'm always by Cade Cunningham, Asur Thompson, Amon Thompson. I'm high on those guys. But football-wise, Burrow, Brady, Mahomes, very liquid names.
Yeah, I almost think Mahomes is too low right now, if I'm being honest with you.
History shows us his stuff will go back up.
Yeah. Yeah, it's just how long do you want to hold it, I guess.
Exactly. Exactly.
Because, I mean, it's pretty stable. I think it's just lower than it needs to be.
And I think
early career Brady stuff is fascinating to me. I mean, the closest thing that we have to Michael Jordan in football, I think, is Tom Brady. He's just still, you know, around and relevant.
Yeah.
And so I am curious to see like how some of those, you know, early numbered Tom Brady's and early year refractors, like how they age over time. Cause it's like, if you're looking at that version of like an MJ, it's like, oh, this is like $1,000 card right now. So a lot of these Brady's are going for like $200 to $300. And I'm like, this feels cheap. This feels like a hold to me.
Yeah. You haven't made an argument, and it's a very solid argument to make. Those X-Fractors and Refractors and that Topps Chrome, that like premium product that people love.
Yeah.
The Brady's of those cards are, I think eventually they will, you know, people will come along and catch on to the hype. But I think my dark horse buy is Spencer Rattler this year.
Oh my goodness.
He's ready to shock the world.
It's become a bit at this point.
It's not a bit. It's so real.
Yeah. I mean,
he's so low, dude. It's so low.
You're ready. If he becomes that guy, you are ready to go.
I'm ready to jump on it. I'm ready to jump on his market. But like his stuff is so low, dude. Like it's like I can't not buy it. I mean, I can, but
yeah,
I think he's ready to upset some people.
What are some buys that you've made recently that get you fired up?
I recently bought that 2020 Patrick Mahomes Kaboom. I'm very hyped about that. The shipping debacle got fixed. It should be here today. I'm very excited about that. It's
been scanned in finally after you paid overnight shipping. Good.
Yes. Came in. It's on its way.
Yeah.
I bought that stained glass Saquon Barkley rookie prism I mentioned earlier.
Yep.
And a lot of the case hits from our most recent video in Pelham, a lot of those buys I was very excited about. I have another Joe Burrow optic downtown. I think it's a 2021 where he's like smashing the football down. I'm really hype about that buy. I love that card. Yeah. It's sick.
We had that one. I think that might have been our first downtown that we bought.
Probably our first big one. No, the first one was the Derpy Horse.
You're right.
Yeah.
Who is that? Bradley Chubb.
Yeah, Bradley Chubb.
Bought him. He's got a derpy horse in the background. Yeah, I think it was his optic. But then we bought, that one was raw. I guess the first graded PSA 10 downtown we bought was second year Burrow just out of Donruss. It wasn't optic. Because then some dude came to our table and was like, you better sell that quick. Optic comes out in 2 weeks and it's going to plummet. And I'm like, that makes sense.
We were still new.
Yeah. In hindsight, we should have held. It had like very little impact, but
yeah,
whatever. It was still a good flip.
I've noticed that with this year's downtowns. I think because they look so similar, it doesn't have the optic lasers this year. It's just like more hollowy, I guess you could say.
The best downtowns this year are out of Clearly, and it's not close.
Dude, yes. Clearly's art is just so nice. The art is so
nice. Now, like, I'm never going to buy like Clearly to rip. Or Clearly in a break, but the downtowns look fantastic.
Yeah, they look great. They look awesome.
I don't know if I've seen one in person though. Have you?
No, not this year's.
I think I've only seen like repacks and, you know, just watching streams and breaks and stuff.
Okay, but if you have to choose, I think I already know the answer. But if you have to choose either this year's downtowns or this year's Phoenix Color Blast, which are you picking?
Color Blast.
For you know, sure. It's first year for Phoenix. First year Phoenix Color Blast.
Yeah.
You're a Phoenix guy, though. So I need that coming.
I am a Phoenix guy. Phoenix has not been kind to me, but I've been kind to it. No, I do think, I mean, I think the number, like, doesn't a Phoenix Color Blast of a player go for more than their downtown in most situations from this year?
From this year, yes. I'm going to say yes. Yeah. Yeah, because downtown.
I mean, I'm trying to think. Like we've had a PSA 10 of Drake May and a downtown and the Phoenix Color Blast, and sold the Phoenix Color Blast for more.
You're right. Yeah, I actually have a Drake May downtown PSA 10 Donruss. That's like a $1,300 card. I had the Color Blast. That was like $1,800 at the time.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah. So yeah, you're right.
So that's my thought. And once again, like, I mean, the show we did 2 weeks ago. I mean, downtowns came up to us left and right. I don't think we saw one Color Blast.
No, not at all. Actually, yeah.
I think it's a shorter print, less desired product. I agree, because Donruss is probably second. Donruss and Optic are probably second to Prism as far as like what people want. But the case hits from Phoenix this year have been great. So,
yeah, shout out to Phoenix.
Yeah, I thought it was a great move by Panini, which, you know, you don't say that very often.
They pulled all the stuff out.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, the Phoenix has the case hits down for sure. It's, you know, everything else I kind of prefer, you know, what Topps or Bowman or Fanatics is doing. But case hits wise, Panini has it going on. Let me get your thoughts on what's the new WNBA product with the Caitlin Clark and Angel Reese?
Rookie royalty. Yes.
I mean, these boxes are going for like $8,000.
Yeah.
In the secondary the auction right ended now.
At 3,000.
It looks great. It looks really good. And you know, I've watched several breaks of it, but if I'm doming a box, like most of those, the floor is decent. Don't get me wrong, because you're guaranteed a downtown or a Kaboom and then either a Caitlin Clark auto or an Angel Reese auto. But a lot of those boxes, I'm just like, $8,000? Like, even the ones that you hit on, it's like, I don't think that's $8,000.
I think the argument is, like, I don't think there's ever been a product where you're just, like, a 50-50 chance to hit, like, a good auto. It's, like, literally 50-50. Like, I've seen, like, the rips where it's, like, they open the box. If the top card is, like, a trash player, like, no, don't get me wrong. Like, a lower-end player, like a Nika Mule or a Van Lu, I think is the other girl's name. Then you got a Caitlin Clark underneath there, and you're like, oh, God, I got a Caitlin Clark. And, dude, they're selling, dude. Like, the contenders, like...
They're selling.
The contenders auto is, like, 15,000. There's been some insane sales, dude. Insane. I think the guy, I know one of the guys who pulled the gold Kaboom, sold it for like $70,000 in less than an hour.
What a flip.
Dude, it's like,
what a crazy flip.
Yeah, the chances are kind of insane, which I understand, but it's like, looking back at it, I was like, dang, I wish I would have gotten to that Dutch auction at 3,000, you know, put my hat in the ring.
For sure. Yeah. For sure.
If you were able to get at 3,000, would you rip it or would you sell for eight? Or I'd whatever the market eight. Is right now for the for a box.
Yeah, I'd sell it for four. I'd take the $1,000.
Even with a 50-50 chance?
Yeah, because most of the Caitlin autos aren't going for that high.
They are, though. I think.
So one of those, like,
unless you get like a next day auto. Ones, the or, next day.
Yeah, or NT or anything like that that's in there. But like one of those, is the insert Pin Pals? Is that what the insert is?
Yeah.
Like what? Look up what a Caitlin Clark Pin Pals is from that product. What is it selling for? There's no way that's $3,000 or $4,000. There's no way.
$4,000.
What?
$3,350. Yes.
Numbered or no?
Out of 25, did 4,000. A horizontal out of 49 did 33, out of 49 did 42. Yeah, dude, these things are high.
Okay, maybe I'm wrong. That's wild. I have a hard time grasping treasures that. I'm not gonna
out
lie
of
to
25
you.
National treasures out of 25, 22.5, and that's best offer. That's not even auction.
Yeah. Insane.
Dude, it hurt downtown.
And I mean, props to them for like capitalizing on it too, because like you're not going to be able to do that at that.
Yeah,
level.
I thought that was genius to like put all those products into one, because I think I made this argument with you. It's like they shouldn't make their own version of WNBA Flawless NT, you know, Noir or whatever that product comes out of, because it's just going to sit and. It's like either Caitlin Clark or Bus. So they put it all into one jam-packed product, Rookie Royalty, which was genius. And it's like, here's a 50-50 shot at two of the best rookies, Angel Reese and Caitlin Clark.
Yeah. And then all of the Cam Brink that we've had, I mean, she moves too.
She does move.
She moves too. So, interesting. I can't imagine they'll be able to do that again. They may try it with Paige. I mean, I think she's a big enough name where they have a shot. I don't know who that number two name would be. Or do they just build it around her like they did it with Wimby with the Mercury thing? I don't know.
I don't know.
But these they're
probably running back with Caitlin and get away with it.
Caitlin said. Yeah, just do Caitlin and Paige. Like, okay. Yeah. Like, all right.
People will buy it.
I'd be interested in that. 100%. Yeah, 100%.
Yeah.
Even if it's not rookie Caitlin, people still want Caitlin Autos for sure. She just seems to sign in like everything. Like long term, does that have an issue? With how much she's like signs and all these products, does that matter?
I don't think so.
The demand is so there, like it's never going to go away.
The demand outweighs the supply.
Yeah, I agree. All right, how can people reach out to us if they want to sell us stuff? If they want to, you know, buy stuff from us, where can they go, Elijah?
Guys, if you want to sell, please message us on Instagram at auburn.cards. I'm on that Instagram all day, every day. If you want to sell something, if you're interested in what we're selling, if you want to take a look at our inventory, I sometimes get questions about that. Hey, where can I find your cards? Message me on Instagram, auburn.cards, and I will reach out to you when I get a chance. Also, check us out on TikTok at auburn.cards.
Yep. Please do it. Please like the video. Please subscribe. We'll see you next time. Let's talk cards.